Saint Petka, or the Holy Mother Paraskeva, was born near Constantinople at the end of the 10th century. She lived her ascetic life in the Jordanian desert, where she went after the death of her parents. Towards the end of her life, she returned to her birthplace, where she died. Her miraculous bones were moved many times. At the end of the 14th century, thanks to the efforts of Princess Milica, her remains were moved to Kruševac, then to the newly built Serbian capital, Belgrade. When, after the conquering of Belgrade, Turkish Sultan Suleiman deported the citizens of Belgrade to Constantinople, they brought with them St. Petka's sacred bones. Today, her remains are located in the city of Iași in Romania. The Serbian Orthodox Church celebrates St. Petka Day on October 27. Today's chapel was designed by architect Momir Korunović and erected in 1937. It was built in the style of medieval Serbian churches and fits very well into the historical ambience of this part of the fortress. The chapel's interior was originally adorned with frescoes, but these deteriorated quickly, so the decision was made to decorate the chapel with mosaics instead. Next to the chapel, there used to be a mansion, which was destroyed in the bombardment of 1944. Ružica Church was erected in 1867 to serve as a military temple. The church was dedicated to celebrating the birth of the Virgin Mary. An Austrian gunpowder magazine from the 1740s was transformed to create the church. During the transformation, the bell tower was erected and the altar was built. The name Ružica itself was actually taken from a much older antique and pagan celebration called Rosalia, which was celebrated with roses. Because the Orthodox holiday of the Holy Trinity overlapped with Rosalia, many churches across Serbia that were erected during medieval times were known as Ružice, which means little roses in Serbian. The church was severely damaged during World War I in 1915 and thoroughly reconstructed in 1925, when it got its current look. The reconstruction was led by Russian architect Nikolai Krasnov. Being a military sanctuary, the church's interior is bedecked with chandeliers made of ceremonial weapons from World War I. There are two statues at the entrance to the church. One represents a medieval Serbian soldier, and one is a Serbian soldier from the beginning of the 20th century. The statues were made of melted cannon caps. The church's frescoes were painted in 1938. The church's frescoes were painted in 1938 by Andrei Vasilievich Bitsenko. Aside from the usual scenes on the ceiling, these frescoes portray a parade of Serbian rulers. On the west wall, in the composition entitled Sermon on the Mount, some contemporary personalities were depicted, including Russian Tsar Nikolai II and Kings Petar and Alexander Karadjordjevich.